Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. County Supervisor Estelle Fennell will be released from the hospital today as she continues to recover from a case of severe food poisoning linked to an occurrence of E. coli in the county. Fennell was one of five people affected by the E. coli strain, and according to public health, it is not considered an outbreak as the common source of infection is undetermined. Fennell said in a statement, and I quote, "I want to again convey my deepest thanks for all the support, prayers, and well wishes, and I will be back to work soon," end quote. The Eureka City Council meets this evening in a regular session, and one of the key agenda items revolves around how the city will replace Councilmember Lance Madsen. Madsen has announced he will resign when a replacement is found, citing health reasons, and the council will discuss whether or not to appoint a new member or hold a special election. Mayor Frank Yeager thinks it's a no-brainer and supports the council going the appointment route, as it has done several times in the past.
Well, I feel at this point an appointment will probably be the best thing for the council to do, and that's what the staff will be, or myself, will be recommending.
Yeager also said that losing Madsen is a loss for the city.
Oh, it's a big loss. I mean, Lance has devoted a lot of his time to the community. I mean, he's worked with the Boys and Girls Club. He's been in our Housing Advisory Board. Just did a lot for the community. He served on the council during the 90s, early 90s, and then came back again. He's got a wealth of knowledge, institutional knowledge about the way the city runs and our finances and everything else. It is clearly a big loss to everybody.
The council is expected to approve the appointment of a new council member, and Yeager said he has heard from several interested candidates, but won't name names until they have registered with the city. There is a chance that the annual Oyster Fest in Arcata may be moved from the plaza to another location in the city. Arcata Main Street, which produces the Oyster Festival, is asking business leaders and both members and non-members of Arcata Main Street to attend a meeting at 6 o'clock tonight to discuss the future of the Oyster Festival. There were complaints from both visitors and business owners on the plaza after fencing was erected at this year's festival, and the future of both the fences and the festival location itself are up for discussion. The roundtable meeting will be held in the plaza view room, and for more information, contact Arcata Main Street staff. The CHP has identified the victim involved in a fatal traffic collision on Highway 299 on Saturday afternoon as 65-year-old Leslie Irene Charles of Reading. Charles was in the backseat of a vehicle driven by Rama Sanders when they collided with a pickup truck and their car was knocked off the roadway and tumbled down a steep hillside. Charles suffered fatal injuries and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. And the sheriff's office is investigating an assault of a 19-year-old Eureka woman who reported she was attacked in her home after she returned from work on Sunday. The suspect is described as an adult male, mid-30s, 6 feet tall, with a shaved head and a mustache. He was wearing a white t-shirt, blue jeans, and has multiple tattoos on his arms and could have scratch marks on his face from the assault. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka's new police chief, Andrew Mills, made his first solo appearance on Talk Shop on Monday and spoke about the challenges of taking the position after 30 years as an officer and commander with the San Diego Police Department. Mills has already been asked by residents how he plans on addressing Eureka's homeless issues and feels he's up to the challenge.
This is a big bite, but I took it for that reason. This is an opportunity to sink our teeth into something, to really work with community, to collaborate, and to find longer-term solutions. You know, we can push through enforcement, you know, problems from location to location, but what I really want to do is to collaborate to find a little bit longer-term solutions.
Mills also pointed out and has expressed repeatedly that any positive change comes not only from within the police department, but from the community as well, and that takes time.
We're not going to see wholesale change overnight, but what we can do is incrementally see change, and before you know it, the problems have subsided at some level. But again, you know, we shouldn't expect that there's not going to be any more homelessness in Eureka, because it's in every city up and down the coast.
Mills is aiming for a community-wide effort to deal with crime and other quality-of-life issues in Eureka. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.